It's early evening, immediately after the close of our last episode, when Mason learned the identity of Suzanne Barkley, the girl Mason believes can identify a key member of the auto theft syndicate. Now, as Mason, his secretary, and Police Lieutenant Halverson leave Mr. Scott's drugstore...
Okay, Mr. Mason, here's your car. You can follow me to the traffic division.
Traffic division?
Where I'll get Sue Barkley's address.
Well, how, Lieutenant? Oh, from her driver's license.
Right.
I'm afraid it isn't going to be that simple, Don.
Why not?
Well, you'll find an address, but you won't find Sue Barkley that easily. Remember what we know of her and her relationship with the syndicate.
Well, she worked for the syndicate, man, like a lot of kids work for him.
With a difference. Sue Barkley knows his identity. He wasn't so careful with her.
Maybe he liked her.
Yes, it could be. That fits the facts we know.
I don't get your point, Mr. Mason. And time's a-wasting. Now, we heard a rumor just before I met you. There's talk the syndicate's going to step up operations.
Well, I'll relay that to Mr. Wallace.
Who?
Donald Wallace, representative of the insurance companies.
Okay, you do that. I'll get busy finding Miss Barkley.
Now, wait. Now, don't go off half-cocked. Don, she worked for the syndicate man. She was closer to him than the others. Perhaps Della has guessed the reason. Then they broke up. She quit. They had an argument. He frightened her, and she ran away. The man looked for her, Don.
You mean he knew her address, which means she isn't there anymore.
Probably. Now, I don't say give up, but...
We won't, Mr. Mason. We've got advantages, too.
And we'll need all we've got. We have to find Sue Barkley before the syndicate man finds her. We know some things about him, too, Don. He's a twisted individual. If he should find the girl before we do, well, you see what we're up against.
Yeah. I phone you at Mr. Wallace's?
Yes, Della here will give you his unlisted number.
Yes.
Now, Don, I don't mean to throw cold water on you, but...
You didn't. I want that guy more than ever. Okay, Mr. Mason, I'll phone you as soon as I get her address.
Well, the man who also searched for Sue Barkley is named August Jansen. And as of this moment, Gus is confident Sue will never lead anyone to him. In fact, he's concerned with what he feels to be more urgent matters. Gus is fighting to regain his former position in the syndicate. Gus is scheming to undermine his superior, Gordy Weber. Which is why August Jansen is paying a visit to Gordy's girl.
Hello, Miss Vecina.
You barely gave me time to get dressed.
Well, aren't you going to ask me in?
Come in, if you think you should.
Why not?
Gordy won't like it when he finds out you came to call.
Oh, I don't think you'll tell him.
Well, you've got another thing coming, Gus. He's coming up from his apartment, and the first thing I'll tell him is that you sneaked in here behind his back.
When's she coming?
30 minutes. I won't tell him, huh?
Oh, I'm sure you will, if you decide it's the proper thing. I'm certain you're as loyal to Gordy as he is to you.
Uh-huh. So why won't I tell him, since I'm so true to him?
Because you wouldn't gain a thing.
Oh, yeah? Maybe I'm just a mean female. Maybe I'd get a kick out of seeing you in a jam.
Tony... I came here in good faith to talk about you and Gordy and me. We've got common interests, Tony.
What?
Gordy. I'm interested in Gordy mainly because I work for him.
So do I.
Hmm. But you have a more personal interest. You willing to spend a minute or two talking about Gordy?
Maybe. Gordy told me he brought you back to give you another chance.
What else did he tell you?
About what?
Oh, the nightclub business?
Nothing. I can guess you fellas have other business interests, but Gordy's never told me.
Let's leave it at that. I work for Gordy in the other business.
Okay. And?
And I want to make good.
And?
You can help me by putting in a good word with Gordy.
Why? Just tell me that, good-looking. Why will I help put you in salad with Gordy?
Because I can do favors for you. Tell me if I'm wrong, Tony. But I get the idea Gordy doesn't have much time for you lately.
Who told you?
No, it doesn't matter. It's true, isn't it?
No. We've both been busy. He's called me up lots of times when I was too busy to see him.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're in charge of club entertainment.
Yeah, and...
And that red-haired girl, Beekman. She's helping you, right?
What about her?
Isn't she helping you? I heard she and Gordy...
What did you hear?
Nothing.
Yes, you did. Now tell me. You started to say something.
No, it wasn't anything.
You know what I think? I think you came here to make trouble.
No, I didn't, Tony. Tony, I want to trade you favor for favor. Now, take tonight, for example. You've got a date with Gordy. But I'm supposed to make a report to him. When I make my report, Gordy will have an excuse to break his date with you.
Why?
To follow up on what I tell him. Now, Gordy might let me follow up for him. If I was in solid, he would let me follow up.
You expect me to phone him and tell him...
Now, you're not being reasonable, Tony. Of course, you can't do anything yet. But in the future... Well, that's my proposition. There'll be other times when I could take over and leave Gordy more time for you. And just to show my good faith, I'll do what I can about tonight. Now, use your phone. I have to make my report. You can listen to what I have to say if I make it from here.
Okay. Go ahead. The numbers.
Yeah.
Gordy, this is Gus. I can deliver those units 5 days earlier than we expected. I thought you'd be happy.
I had a date.
You want me to follow up so you can keep your date?
You take the report to JT?
Well, I don't mind, Gordy. It's only routine.
Now, look, get this straight, Gus. I deal with JT. Me, Gordy.
Whatever you say.
I'm telling you. I'll take the report to him, and now I'm going to hang up.
You sure you don't want me to take over for you, Gordy? Yeah, I know, but since you've got a date... Now, well, the report won't take long. What? You were looking for an excuse. Uh-oh. I see. Well, it's your business, Gordy. What? Yeah, I saw Miss Beekman at the club today. No, she didn't happen to say what she's doing this evening. I thought, Yeah, sure. See you, kid. Well, you heard me, Tony. I tried to take over for him.
What did Gordy say about her?
Who? Oh, Miss Beekman. Why, he didn't say anything. I mean, he asked me if I happened to notice how she's getting along. That's all.
He won't break our date.
I hate to let you down, Tony, but since he wouldn't let me deliver the report...
It won't take him long. I heard you say it won't take him long. He'll be a little late, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't break our date. I know he won't.
The phone's ringing.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Gordy.
How's the girl?
Fine, honey. I'm just waiting for you.
Yeah, well, I got bad news, kid. Something happened a minute ago. Business associate just come in from Tahara Town. He wants a conference. I'm sorry, Tony. We'll have to put off our date.
Because of some visiting fireman? What about me? Don't I count for anything?
Now, listen, Tony. This is business. The date's off and that's that.
Well, can't you even come by for a few minutes? After your conference?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe?
If I'm not too late. Goodbye, Tony.
Think over what I said, Tony. You put me in solid with Gordy. He'll give me more to do. That'll give him more time for you. Okay?
For me? Or for the redhead?
Nah, she's only a kid. But she is good looking.
Yeah. Well, you may as well hang around, Gus. I'll fix your lemonade.
No, thanks just the same, Tony. I've got some other work I can do. You think over what I said. You'll have time to think it over. Night, Tony.
August Jansen has his weaknesses, but his warped brain is clever. He's going to cause trouble, not only for Gordy Weber, but for Perry Mason and Sue Barclay, and also for Kate Beekman. By all means, hear tomorrow's important development.